And it's via satellite now to Moscow, USSR we go to join Andy Peebles, who's at the Rossiya Hall in Moscow. And Andy, you've arrived. What time is it right there now?
The time here now, kids, is exactly 7:30. And I'm talking to you, as you so rightly say, from the Rossiya Hall here in Moscow.
Maybe you could set the scene for us.
Well, yes, I'll do that for you. Elton John tonight plays his second of four concerts in Moscow, having already done four incredibly successful concerts in Leningrad. Last night, we were all here to witness the show, and I think it's true to say that he received a pretty ecstatic welcome from the Russian audience. It's been a marvelously successful tour, and for us, it's been a fantastic trip. I arrived here in brilliant sunshine. In fact, just before I left London, I discovered that the temperature in Moscow was the highest anywhere in the world. It was 82 degrees Fahrenheit, and indeed today the temperature must still be in the high 70s or low 80s. The concert hall, which is 8 years old, is part of the Rossiya complex. As I talk to you now, you will hear the Russian compere announcing the presence of Elton John here tonight and explaining to the Russian audience exactly what is about to happen. But let me tell you that this hotel has 6,000 rooms. 6,000 rooms, which means, in fact, by my calculations, that you could stay at the hotel for 17 years without ever staying in the same bedroom. Quite a stunning thought. The concert hall, as I say, is 8 years old, and it reminds me a lot of the Royal Festival Hall in London. A beautiful building. Elton, of course, has brought with him from London all the lights and the paraphernalia which goes with this show. And indeed, tonight here on the stage, we have Ray Cooper's massive percussion set. And massive it is. There are timpani, there's a gong, there's a xylophone, a marimba. For those of you who saw the show back in Britain, you'll be well aware what all this involves technically. Elton is playing a grand piano and also an electric piano. The noise you're hearing in the background at the moment is an explanation to our Russian audience. But what an occasion this is for BBC Radio 1. It's a world exclusive as we bring you Elton John and Ray Cooper live from Moscow. We're all very thrilled about it, and I hope that for the next 2.5 hours or so, we're going to settle back at home in England and enjoy what I can only say will be a superb concert, and that is absolutely guaranteed.
Thank you very much, Moscow. We really had an incredible time. Thank you, and everybody at home listening on the BBC. What a great night for me and a great night for everybody in the hall. Thank you. I'll do a song for you now, which wasn't one of my favourites, but I'm going to do it all the same. When I was young, oh, we used to dance all around and around.
You've been listening to the music of Elton John, broadcast live from the Rossiya Hall in Moscow in the Soviet Union. Our thanks go to Elton John and to Ray Cooper. The concert sound was by Clive Franks and Nick Blythe. The engineering for BBC Radio 1 by Anthony Pugh, Doug Taylorson and Mike Rushmore. And the stereo sound bounce was by Mike Robinson. Ros Kelly liaised and was our secretary, and the program was produced by Jeff Griffin. This is Andy Peebles in Moscow in the Soviet Union, handing you back to the BBC in London.